Okay, Parshas Bahar. It's not very long, so I want to try and concise it as much as I possibly can. It's a very, very amazing parsha that talks about primarily the halachas of Shmita and Yovel. And usually a parsha describes, the name it's called, we have Tazria, Metzora, Kedoshim. It describes very much the mood of the parsha. This parsha begins with Parshas Bahar, that refers to a mitzvah that took place of Har Sinai. Talks about Har Sinai, and it goes into the parasha of dealing with Shemitah. So Rashi asks one of the most famous kashas of Rashi, "My inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai," which has become like a euphemism of what's the connection. "My inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai." What is the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai? What's the connection? So Rashi says, "V'halikom mitzvahs nemer b'Sinai." All the mitzvahs said at Sinai. "Elo ma Shemitah nemer klal yisrael p'tesev dikter kel b'Sinai." In other words, it teaches us a klal that every single mitzvah was said at Sinai in every single detail. Again, Rabbi Yisai, the kasha is just asked, can be asked in a different way. This klal that we learn from Har Sinai, that every single mitzvah was given with all its details, why was it said by Shmita? It could have been said by Pesach, it could have been said by Shabbos, it could have been said by Kiddush Hashem, that all the details were said at Sinai. Why again, just have to ask the question a different way. Why is this principle that every single mitzvah and every detail was said at Sinai, said by the mitzvah Shmita more than anything else? That is a question we have to ask ourselves. So I'd like to suggest a teretz, and there's many, many different proofs that this is the case, and the parasha describes that. The idea behind Shmita and the mitzvahs is the understanding and the concept that Shmita teaches us a mindset. Shmita teaches us a lesson that, if we internalize it, affects every single mitzvah we do. It affects the way we think, it affects the way we live, it affects the way we have interpersonal relationships, it affects everything. And that is that we are in this world to do our hishtadlus. We're in this world to do what we needed to do, because that is one of the curses of Adam Arishon, that he has to work with Zeis HaPech HaTorich HaLecha, that he has to work and do hishtadlus. But ultimately, that is where it has to stop. Ultimately, the bracha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the world. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the work for us if we do what we need to do for him. We are not in control. Everything belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're in this world in order to do the mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of everything else. Shmita is a prime example of that. Shmita, we have a field that you work for 7 years, 6 years, and you work, and your money comes in, and then it goes out, and the money comes in again, and it goes out, and you plant, and you harvest, and everything is done. And the seventh year, you don't work. Nothing is done. You just sit there, and the field is fallow. And you sit there in a base medrash with your hands tied behind your back. Do you still eat? Yes. Do you still have panosa? Yes. Says apostle, "Tzvisis berchosi l'sholishonim, I'll give you enough for 3 years." What does that show us? That you have to work, you have to do whatever you can, whatever needed to be done. But ultimately, Hashem owns the land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns our panosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything we need, and therefore when it comes to a tzivui, all we got to worry about is a tzivui, and not worry about the background. Matzahs, how are we going to afford matzahs? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we'll deal with it. How are we going to afford private education for our children, in the best moisters? Hashem said we'll deal with it. How are we going to support Torah institutions? Hashem said, you do what you need to do, I'll look after it. And that is the principle of Shmita, therefore, is the ultimate mitzvah that shows us that every other mitzvah you do, you can be confident that if you're doing the correct way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you everything you need for parnasa and for gashmias to make sure that the mitzvah is done in the correct way. And that is why Shmita is a primary mitzvah that we learn from Har Sinai, because that indicates everything we do. The Meforshim, meaning I've seen this like Ksav Seifa and Chsam Seifa and Dorosh Moshe and Kerem Tzvi and many, many others, they say that is Peshat in this parasha, and it's a fantastic vot. The parasha talks about the halachas of Shmita. It talks about Sheish Shonim Tizra Sadecho, 6 years work, and 6 years harvest, etc., etc. It goes through all the mitzvahs of Shmita. Then it goes through the mitzvahs of Yovel, Vesvatav Chosheva Shabsi Shonim. Then it starts talking about the halachas of selling your field. And then, after many psukim, the pasuk says, "V'nos nahoritz period, the land will give out its fruit. V'achalten the seiva, and you'll be satisfied. V'yeshavten the beta chalel, and you'll live there in security. V'chisaimru manoicha b'shona hashviyis, lest he say, well, eat in the seventh year. Heilan nizra'el nesavest v'oseinu, we're not going to plant, we're not going to harvest." Says Hashem, "V'tzivisies berchosi lachem b'shona hashishis. Don't worry, I will command my blessing for the sixth year. and you'll make tvul for 3 years. Ask some mafarshim. What happens if a person doesn't ask b'chisoimru? If the person even say, if you ask, what's going to be? Hi, I'm not harvesting, I'm not doing. Hashem says, I will give you bracha. So what happens if a person doesn't ask this question? A person has a munah and bitochen that everything's going to be okay, and he doesn't start asking shaylos. What is going to happen then? Hashem won't give him bracha. So therefore, only a person who lacks munah bitochen will get bracha. A person who's a maimin, who has bitochen to Kodesh Baruch Hu, won't ask any questions. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, stop work. I'm going to stop work. I won't worry about panos. He won't get bracha. That person deserves to be penalized for that. What's pshat? Says the Mefarshim, and it's in many, many Achronim, they say that the bracha is with tzivisis berchosi, means I will have to command bracha to follow you. Which means that if a person has a munah and betochen, there doesn't have to be any command of a Kodesh Baruch Hu readjusting nature to ensure that he is looked after for panasa. A person has a munah and betochen is chased by bracha. In nature, v'radaftem, it will chase you. Bracha behisig l'cho daish azara. Behisig l'cho means it will chase you. I've created in the nature of the world that if a person lives with a munah and betochen, I do not need any personal intervention to ensure that you're looked after. Within the very essence of the world's fabric, in the nature of the world, you'll get bracha automatically. If you don't, if a person says, v'chisayim anoicha v'shon ha'shviz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what am I going to eat? And he loses his emunah b'tochen. He's not on that level. Then Hashem says, don't worry, v'tzivisi is berchosi. Don't worry, I will then have to do a new thing and make a new tzivoy or bria to look after you. But without that, you don't need my brachas. With a natural way the world is created, you'll get bracha without that. And therefore, Abaisa, look at this. The pasuk says, v'chaltim nesoiva, says Rashi, what's v'chaltim nesoiva? In other words, you'll eat a little and you'll be satisfied. Now what happens if a person says, manoichal, what am I going to eat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll give you the twirl for 3 years. What does that mean? In that case, a person says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I don't believe that you can look after me and give me a little bit and I'll be satisfied. I need to see it with my own eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Or what it's going to be, I will give you 12 for 3 years that you can see with your own eyes, but you've got to do much more work now, you've got to store it. Yeah, fine, you don't want to believe in me, I'll give you what you need, but it's going to be much more work now. And therefore, without asking any kashas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created with the nature of the world for ultimate bracha to come to such a person without any personal intervention. And that is our mindset of Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar is supposed to teach us for every single mitzvah we do, whether it's about the Odon HaMokoyim or when it's been on the Chaveroi. If we do what we have to do, and we fulfill it in the correct way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Brocha Ad Belidai. I'll give you another example. The Pasuk says, in this week's parasha, talks about the Pasuk in this week's parasha. And the Pasuk says, V'chazakta boy. V'chiyomuch. And you shall strengthen him. So there's a beautiful Rambam in Hilchus Matnas Anim, and he says, we're going to look after Mitzvah Stoker more than any other Mitzvah Sase. It's our trademark, a Jewish trademark. Anyone who has mercy on other people, Hashem will have mercy on him. Now, so it's brought down. Obviously, there's chusot stoka, stoka tatsim memoves. And now listen to this. David HaMelech says, Ashrei maskil eldon, like the person who's maskil. What's maskil mean? Who is uses his seichel eldon to a poor person. V'yoyim ro yimalteyo Hashem. On a day of bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. Hashem yishmreyu ve'echiyeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look after him, will guard him, and he'll keep him alive. Hashem yasadenu al eres tavoy. When a person is dying, kol mishkavoyis hafachta b'chelyoy. Look in Tehillim Aleph, Pasuk Beis, until Pasuk Dalet. In other words, if a person does tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him. Hashem Shem Pinker says, it's much more than tzedakah. This is much more than tzedakah. Maskil el dol is different to just giving a poor person tzedakah. Maskil el dol is looking into his seichel with internalizing it, intellectualizing what the person needs. He said, what's the difference? He said, there's two different kinds of people who give money. There's one person, he comes to the front door, he opens the front door, there's only standing there, opens the front door, and he gives them a donation. Wonderful, that's great, fantastic, opens the front door, somebody has to open the front door. They have an automatic button that says, sorry, my father's not home. Yeah, the father, daddy, there's somebody at the door. Yeah, sorry, my father's not home. Yeah, it's an automatic button, my father's not home button. Yeah, and it's amazing. You can teach them very young, 3-4 year olds who can learn this. My father's not home. Yeah. But he opens the door and he gives them a donation. There's some people who don't go and wait for the Oni to come to them. There's some people who go and look out. This guy looks like he's got holes in his shoes. Maybe I should give him maybe Yontov is tough for him. Maybe I should help him to pay for things for Yontov. He goes to a person's door. Can I come in? Of course I can come in. He speaks to the children. He sees what they need and he goes over to them. He's maskil el dol. He looks into the seichel. Now listen to this. Middah keneged middah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. Now, what is the difference between those two people? What happens if that person, who usually knocks on a door now, is older, or he's sick, or became very embarrassed to ask for money? Nebuch. He's in a very, very difficult situation. He won't get the parnasa. However, if this person is looked after by a person who ultimately looks into his needs, he will investigate his needs and say, listen, I haven't seen you around collecting money. Is everything okay? Can I help you? And he will look after his needs. Middah keneged middah. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu looks after us as the Shimshon Pinkus. The way we look after other people, Hashem looks after us. If we look after people, when they come and ask us for something, we give them what they need, then when we go to Kodesh Baruch Hu and we ask him for something, like David HaMelech says, he'll give us what we need. But sometimes we can't go and ask him for something, because sometimes through our Averus, Kodesh Baruch Hu's door is locked. It's locked, he doesn't allow us in. Alternatively, Rahman al-Islam, a person can't ask because he had a terrible road accident and Nebuch is in a coma, he can't ask. In that situation, he can't go around knocking on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's door, davening to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a person is maskil el dol, if a person goes along and he looks into the other person's needs without him asking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu do exactly the same to us. And he'll look into our needs even though we can't ask. Because we've got a virus or ma'akuv, or Rahman's on a person's in a coma, Kodesh Baruch Hu look into our needs and help us in that situation. And now this parsha is teaching us, if you do what you need to do, Kodesh Baruch Hu will look after you in a natural form. It doesn't need any special brachas. The way we have interpersonal relationships, I just want to finish off with one very, very quick thought. The way we deal with people, you know, we're living in a world, Michael Bloomberg was once asked, what's the difference between being in a world of business and being in a world of politics? He said, being in a world of business is dog eat dog. And being in a world of politics is exactly the opposite. Right? So it's a world of dog eat dog. And he said, but if we work out and understand what Kodesh Baruch Hu had put us in this world for and understand how he's supposed to look at other people, it's a whole different perspective. He says, the Pasuk says over here, V'chi mimka, one second. Yeah. V'chi mimkar, bear with me a second. Yeah. The Pasuk says, here. V'chi simkaru mimkar la misechel, ekonomi ad amisechel. V'chi simkaru mimkar la amisechel. If a person sells a sale to his friend. V'chi simkaru mimkar la misechel. What should they have said? Poshut. The Poshut should just say, yeah. V'chi simkaru dovo. When he sells something, what's a simkaru memkar? If you sell a sale. It's not a sale until you've sold it. You don't sell a sale, you sell a product, which happens to be sold afterwards. Yeah? You don't sell a sale, you sell a product. Yeah? Then the apostle carries on. Oi, ki yo, oi kono miyad amisechel. What should it say? Oi sikne miyad amisechel. Or you will buy from your hand if it's going to be in parallel with mimka memka. It shouldn't say oikono, it should oisikne. The Medrash says, Chaim u'mavith b'yadaloshen. What's the connection with this pasuk? Says, Reb Tzvi Hishverber. He said, v'chisimkru mimkala misecho. Sometimes a person comes to you desperate for the sale. He needs to sell you something. Why? He tells you that he is desperate. Yeah, he can't. He's mummish, he's the bank's running after him, that he's going to bankrupt him, he needs to sell his product. So when he comes to you, It's Simkaru Memkar. He's selling something to you that has to be sold. He's under such pressure that it's a sold sale. He has to get rid of it. He's not selling you a product. He's selling you a sale. He has to get rid of it. He has no choice. Alternatively, the pasuk says, Oikonami Adam Yisachel means not kisikne, that he's going to buy something. The guy needs that product so badly that he's konot, that he's bought it already. He's bought a purchase. He needs it so badly. So therefore, what you do to such a person, you get the best buck. You negotiate and you press him until he's got a deal that you can't possibly, you know, Nebuchadnezzar is walking away a broken man, but what could he do? Says Apostle Leisoyne Isha Samisoy. Don't push him too hard. Look after him. Nebuch, because he sold, Chaim Mavis, the other Loshen, he sold himself, he let go of the deal too easily. We have to understand that, of course, there's laws of economics, and of course, there's laws of business, and in this world, because of Zeh Sapecha Teich Alechem, it's a curse. But if we do what we have to do, we don't compromise our values, and we have a Munim B'tochen, then Be'ez Hashem, the Brocha B'tzvisis Berchosi, is not necessary, because even naturally, our Kodesh Baruch Hu will shower us with Brochas and will reach us.
Yeah. Yeah.